Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
All right, it's Dave Player on this Saturday afternoon at the very beginnings of Snowmageddon. Where are we at with all this? Well, I asked my pal Demetrius Ivory on his day off, mind you, to join us this afternoon. Demetrius, how are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. You know, I'm not off when there's a snowstorm coming.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah,
I'm here.
You're always working. You're always working. I don't. You know, Tom and I were talking. My producer, like, is Let It Snow? Is that a Christmas song, really? And we play it at Christmas time, but I don't think it even has a reference to Christmas in there.
I don't think so either. But yeah, I guess it is. It does. You now, every time I hear it, I'm going to not be able to unhear that
this is Christmas. Nice, nice. How are things in the Ivory House? Are the kids getting ready for more snow to play in?
Well, we have a teenager, and he has been notified that he'll be up at midnight to shovel part of this.
He's been notified.
And we have two 5-year-olds, and they're ready to go sledding early in the morning.
Nice.
I'll probably wake up. You know how 5-year-olds are.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that, and I love the fact that you notified your I did the same thing. My 19-year-old. I'm like, yeah, just to let you know, you'll be doing that a couple times tomorrow.
Well, right, and he's like, really? I'm like, oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's your job now. That's your job. This warning just went into effect a couple hours ago. Lasts till 6 tomorrow, but it's another heavy and wet snow, right?
It is. You know, our temperature right now is right around 32 degrees. So that is when you get the heavy wet stuff. And there's a lot of moisture. Mm-hmm. It's almost a rainstorm mix going on. It's really nasty out there right now. But you know, the roads are doing okay, these treaty roads, the thoroughfares, because the cars are going to warm them up a little bit. All the traffic is going to warm them up. And temperatures are right along that margin. But temperatures are only going to fall, and you're going to start to see those flakes get bigger and bigger tonight. And then we'll start to have the fluffy accumulation on top of the heavy, wet stuff that's coming our way right now.
Interesting. And I know it's like an inch an hour, we're thinking? Something like that?
We do think that there's going to be the potential for an inch, maybe 2 inches per hour. So when it happens like that, and I know, you know, folks always complain about the road crews, you know, there aren't enough tax dollars that we can give for a road crew that would clear that instantaneously.
Yeah.
So you just got to just not be on the road tonight. Let the guys do their work. Things will probably be clear by sometime tomorrow afternoon, at least on some of those main streets. We know the side streets. Well,
that was my first mention when I got on the show, because I literally walked into the studio like seconds before the show started, because, you know, it's nasty out there and the roads are getting a little slick already. But we all got to remember how to drive in the snow, folks. I know we don't do it all the time, but that's okay.
Right. Take your time. Yeah. And just because you have the higher vehicle with the luxury package doesn't mean it can't slide.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Now, what will this snow, I know it's up to 9 inches, 10 inches. What will this do for the season for us? Well, are we at normal levels with this storm, including this? No.
No, we came in today about 5 inches below normal. And, you know, the 6 inches that we got earlier this week is what really got us. We were way below normal.
That's what I thought.
So we came into today right around 5 inches below normal. So now we're probably going to catch up and be above normal. And when that happens, I officially, at least on social media, refuse to type the word snow. I just do S and three dashes, which is...
Nice.
once we get more than than we're supposed to have, that's enough.
Well, and then we're supposed to maybe have some rain and snow, kind of what we're feeling right now, maybe a little bit on Thursday of next week, too.
Yeah, next week. And one thing about the models is, and I followed it, it got me for the first storm non-storm this year. Mm-hmm. What the models have been doing is later in the week, they have really been kind of overdoing the potential for a storm. And they've been doing that consistently for, at least for a few months, at least this season. So they do show a significant, even more significant snow coming our way later this week. But, you know, a word of caution. So, you know, the first storm got me. And I learned my lesson from that, where it was, you know, 5 days before it looked like it was 7 inches, and then the day of it was rain. So we'll have to watch as we get close to that.
Okay. So what are the plans tonight? Movie night with the kids, cocktails when they're finally asleep? Like, what's the plan in the Ivory House?
So I think we're going to do movie night with the kids. And then I think a lot of the guys in my neighborhood, we've been waiting for a snowstorm. Now, there was one that happened in 2014, I think, where we got 11 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, yeah, right.
Guys met in the middle of the street and brought our best bourbon and whiskey.
Oh,
so
God,
I think I'm gonna, send the group text. Yeah, and you know, and the good thing about social
love
distancing
that.
Is you just sit it down and walk away, and somebody else walks up and has it.
Nice, so, nice.
So we're not going to break any rules as far as social distancing is concerned.
Okay, good.
But middle of the street, I'm going to send a group text to the guys.
Well, I'll raise my glass to you tonight because I think bourbon might be on the agenda as well. So thank you for that. Well, have fun, and thanks for taking the time this afternoon. My best to Erin and the family.
Always a pleasure. She's right now holding the kids down so they don't make a noise.
Nice. Thanks, Erin. All right, thanks, Demetrius. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.